Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
President Biden reportedly frustrated at Vice President Kamala Harris for not, and I'm going to use their words here from the article, quote, rising to the occasion as his second in command.
And this is Reuters. This isn't like from a right-wing outlet.
Right.
This is Reuters, who is, you know, certainly has a left-wing bias, just like AP and all the other corporate media.
The story from Reuters included comments from high-ranking officials in the Biden administration who revealed some of the president's candid opinions about Harris. Quote, if he did not think she was capable, he would not have picked her, but it is a question of consistently rising to the occasion. Another official says, quote, I don't think the president sees her as somebody who takes anything off of his plate. Another official telling Reuters, Joe Biden sees her as being scared of messing up.
Well, she's certainly done that. Maybe he's trying to push her out. She's so unlikable. Maybe he's looking for somebody else to run with him in 2024. I mean, she's, for God's sake, she's the border czar. She's spending a week in Africa right now. What's she doing in Africa? Can you come take care of the border, Miss Border Czar? And when you think, I would be bitter if I was her. You turn it around and flip it back the other way. I would totally be bitter. You accuse the president of being a racist during the Democratic primaries. You said you believe his accuser, Tara Reid. She needs to be heard. She needs to be believed. And now you sold out and you're working for the guy. I mean, you went from having, apart from being, you know, something were to ever happen to President Biden, apart from, you know, being in that succession line, she doesn't, I mean, it's mostly ceremonial. It's mostly a figurehead type of position. She doesn't have any powers. I would argue she's less powerful now than she was when she was a senator for California.
If this story from Reuters is true, where multiple White House officials have told them all of these pieces of information, how does it feel, Kamala Harris, to be the dumb one, the incompetent one, in a relationship where the other half is Joe Biden? Let that sink in for just a moment. Good Lord. It's the Hammer and Nigel Show.